Grandma used to say, oh no, you needn't worry, it's just fireworks and drunken Mexicans. And here I had perhaps some drunken Mexicans. But in no time, we ran in. She decided, since those shots were right over our heads, see, Fort Brown was not too far, and we were out on this porch, you know, several blocks from it. And we're right over our heads, so we lost no time. And we did as we did in the past in Hidalgo. We went in, and what we would do, we all had fireplaces in all the bedrooms, and when we got into any trouble, any shooting, the women and children would get down on the floor. The fireplace would protect the sun, you know. And so that's my grandmother, that's what we did.
Got next to the fireplace?
Yeah, you get down on the floor. Then in a short while, who was assistant postmaster in Brown, and managed to get home, coming down the alley, and said it was the Negro soldiers. Next day, we went out to see what had happened. A friend of ours living near the garrison, or Fort Brown, had been shot at grave. Now, I knew the family well. Yeah. So the next day, we went out to see what had happened. And the family's name was, and I knew Harold. He was my age, and he had come in that evening. The Mrs. was having a birthday party with some of the little kids. You know, it was early evening. You know, and he got down to take his shoes off, and they had a wardrobe with a mirror. And he found, and the Negro soldiers went by the front part of the house, and the shot just grazed his head and hit the wardrobe.
Because he was kneeling there? Because
it would save him. If he'd have been standing up or sitting up, it would have killed him. But he had stooped down to unlace his shoes, and when they shot in there, the people were all excited. And I knew the Mexican. He was, well, his name was, and he was a policeman. And he always rode a white horse. And that night, they shot the horse from under him, and he lost an arm. But that was the only casualty. And we never have really have, we had a Roosevelt, Teddy was in the White House then, and I think he was a Negro lover, People down here have never been happy with the results of it, you know. And they weren't punished like they should have.
Why did they raid?
Well, I really don't know whether it was just a... Now, I was young then, how old was I, whatever it was, 17, 16, 17. And it seems as if during the time that they were there, in the first place, they shouldn't have sent Negro soldiers to the South. And while we are not considered the South, because we are a melting pot. Like my father was from the North, there were a lot of people from the North. My grandfather was from the North. And